Kemper boys basketball team finished up the 2021-2022 season 12-11 on the season, going 7-5 in a very tough Hawkeye 10 conference. And joining us right now to take a look back at the season is head coach Sean Minahan. Coach, first of all, appreciate everything you do for us all season. You're so good at getting us results and stats and everything every night so that we can kind of work through our recap stories and everything. You join us all the time for post-game interviews and then on Saturday morning for the MC Country Cafe. Coach, you so appreciate everything you guys do for us, and congrats on a great season.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for your all your coverage from everybody all year. We really appreciate it.
Coach, 12-11 this year. I thought by the end of the year you guys were really, really good. And not that you weren't good all season long, but this team, I thought, kept getting better as the season went on.
Yeah, I mean, part of that was, you know, we had a lot of younger guys stepping into big roles for us. So as they became more comfortable, and they gained their confidence, so we were able to see that. At the same time, you could also see our youth still showed by the end of the year where we're still inconsistent, you know, with certain aspects of our game. And then part of that is just, you know, figuring out guys and trying to put the pieces together as a coaching staff, putting guys in the right roles and trying to find where they're the most successful.
Look at your guys' early part of the season, too, schedule-wise, not easy. You know, Denison, Carroll still playing. Harlan loses to Denison last night. Van Meter still playing. So not like you guys went out and played Cakewalk City to start the season.
No, and, you know, Carroll jumped out on us, and we were down big at halftime. Missed some easy shots in the first half, battled back. You know, Denison, we feel we should have won that game. Van Meter, we were 3-point game in the fourth quarter. So our guys came out and played really, really well the first three games. Harlan was not pretty the first to go around, but, you know, our guys figured some stuff out and really got going, and we did some nice things.
What did you learn from those first four games of the season that helped this team grow? As you said, a lot of young guys getting time and inexperienced guys getting time, but what did you guys take away from those games that helped this team as the season went on?
Even if you look back at the Carroll game, you know, I thought we got created some good looks. There were stretches we played really good defense. So the biggest thing was trying to get our guys to understand, to buy in to the things we were trying to do offensively and defensively, and just the consistency of it, of doing it through, you know, four quarters of a game versus, you know, instead of just a stretch here and a stretch there.
Coach, talk about the defense. What impressed you about it? What I liked about this group is you could do different things with this group, and they attacked people in different ways.
Yeah. You know, we had some guys who were undersized. When you look at somebody like Michael Kaspauer, somebody like Carson Caney at the guard spot. But Carson, you know, even though not only is he a freshman, he's not very big, but he would go out and he's so good at on-ball defense that you could allow him to guard somebody who's 6'2", 6'3", as long as he's a perimeter player. So that helped a lot. You had somebody like Dawson Gifford, who was so great in passing lanes. He led the conference in steals this year. He had over 50 steals this year, which I think was something like sixth all-time or sixth best season for a Kemper player. So that's pretty impressive in itself. And then he had a number of deflections as well. Somebody like DJ Benami was really great at getting in passing lanes. Nate Overmull was a great on-ball defender for us. Carter Putney coming off the bench. And then you have, you know, Isaac Evans is just kind of the guy who ties it all together. He's the glue. From a communication standpoint, he gets everybody in the right spot.
Coach, you mentioned DJ Benami during that as well. I thought the switch to him, kind of in that Noah Bauer role from the year before, started to make this offense take off a little bit as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's talented. You know, he placed in the top 10 of our conference in four different categories, in rebounds, blocks, steals, assists. So that tells you, the differences he can make in a game out there, the variety he can bring to the court. So he's talented, and just trying to get him out there. He's a mismatch out there. He's a guard. He's really a guard. And when he's able to attack the ball from the high post, he's pretty tough. And then I think that allowed him to get his assist as well when he caught the ball and the elbow, and he's able to attack. And then teams would overhelp trying to stop him, and then he was doing a great job of of really finding guys, and especially Isaac and Evan took advantage of that as well.
Let's talk a little bit about how you guys closed out that first half, lost those first games of the season. But I thought by the Christmas break, this team was starting to round into shape. I really liked that win against St. Albert heading into the break. How did you guys feel about your team over the holiday break?
You know, we were excited because we looked at our games before break, and we felt we should have beat Denison the first time. Harlan was not a pretty game, but then we went and got a really good win at Red Oak. That was it. That's a good win. I mean, Red Oak's still playing. They just knocked off Trainer. They're playing to go to state. So that in itself is pretty impressive. And then we had a nice win against Green County, shot the ball well, dropped the close game against Helan, came down to free throws at the end where we did not shoot the ball well from the free throw line. They shot it well, and they got there more often than we did. So we lost a close game there that we felt we should have had. We thought we were the better team. We just didn't quite do the things necessary down the stretch, which was kind of about youth. St. Albert's was a fun game where, you know, we did a lot of good things, and we did a lot of things where, like, all right, we got to continue to get better at. And our guys worked really hard over break and came out focused.
Where did you get better over break? Was it just getting some of those younger guys a lot of rep? Because you've mentioned it a couple of times. You guys were playing a lot of underclassmen by the midpoint of the season.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, you know, our top scores on the year, Dawson led us in points per game. He's a junior. Then your next two guys are DJ and Michael, two sophomores. They both averaged just under 11 points a game. And you have Isaac, who's your only senior. I shouldn't say your only senior, but a senior from a scoring standpoint that you lose, and he was around 8 points. And then your next guy is Carson Keeney, who's a freshman. So, and then your next guy is Carter Putney, so who's a sophomore. So a lot of youth and playing prominent roles for us.
What was the best win that you guys had this year? Was it that Red Oak win, considering they're still playing, or is there another game or another, you know, victory that you felt you guys played even better in?
You know, that one was really good. That was that game was more about, you know, the fourth quarter that we played. We really put it all together in the fourth quarter. That was exciting. I thought we did a really nice job in the later part of the year against Creston, followed that up the very next day, probably St. Mary's.
Yep.
Was probably our most complete game, where they were a really good team. They were undefeated, ranked in the top five, I believe, and we went and beat them by, 13 points. But we had a 15 to 20-point lead and for a majority of that second half, and we were able to get everybody some playing time. So, you know, that was fun. I thought our second half against Harlan, we lost the game at Harlan. But we were playing without Dawson Gifford. We were down 11 at halftime, and to battle back and make that a 2-point game with 4 seconds to go showed you a lot about our potential that we had as a team. And when you looked at, we had two sophomores and a freshman combined for 46 points. That in itself is pretty exciting, even though you don't get the win. That's stuff that makes me pretty excited about the future.
Coach, did you expect to have this kind of depth when the season began that you had at the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had a lot of guys who could step up and play big roles for us. We had somebody like Carter Putney was a guy who I thought was going to be a JV guy most of the year. He played about half the year on the JV. His minutes were kind of hit and miss from game to game, a little bit depending on he was – shared a position with a couple of seniors. So sometimes if the seniors were playing really well, they play a little higher minutes. And but if when he got his opportunities, when you could really go, and you can kind of tell from game to game whether what you're going to get from him. And he really flashed some exciting stuff for us as well.
Coach, heading into the postseason, you knew you'd eventually have to run into South Central Calhoun. I think you guys felt that was a matchup that you could play well in. What did you think of the postseason and where your team was at probably heading in to the postseason?
You know, that was, Amy, it was one of those things where we're still struggling with as a team of finding that offense and defensive consistency where we would do just be consistent. We always track our kills. We've been tracking kills the last few years. I mean, Iowa State's been doing that, and you hear more about it, but we've been doing it the last 2 to 3 years. And we consistently get two stops in a row, but that ability to get that third stop, and then when you do those things where you're able to score, and that's where you make the difference and pull away from teams. We were a little inconsistent with that still towards the end of the year, but you could still see it. You could see the progress we made. Offensively, I think our biggest hang-up was we would go through droughts where we would struggle to get buckets, and we would go multiple possessions without scoring. And you saw that in the South Central game, specifically in the second quarter, where when DJ and Isaac got in foul trouble, that's when we were not able to attack them offensively the way we wanted to. And they were able to get some cleaner looks around the basket. They got some rebounds and steals that led to some easy transition points. They had 12 transition points in the second quarter against us, and we got outscored 20-4. You know, you can shoot, cut that number in half and give yourself a couple of better looks offensively, and I think that's a completely different ball game. So, we went 13 straight possessions without scoring in that game. So little things like that got tough, and then you give up the transition points. So definitely some areas where we can get better, but still excited about our group going forward.
I was going to say, five seniors. We'll talk about the guys coming back here in just a moment, but five seniors: Nate Overmull, Jared Hausman, Patrick Hensel, Isaac Evans, Michael Potter. I'm going to miss all of those guys. They contributed in one way or another.
Yeah, you just start at the from a numerical standpoint. You got Nate Overmull, who started 22 games for us this year. That's a lot. You know, he played some for us last year, started a few games. He was a kid that you always saw his potential, where he would flash, and, you know, offensively he could score in practice. We see that in the last few years as a scout team player. He was always, as a sophomore even, he'd be repping the other team's best player spot, and, you know, he would do a really good job of that. So he would flash that from time to time in games, but defensively I thought it was definitely where we saw the most growth from him. So he's definitely going to be a miss from that standpoint. And just from an improvement standpoint, he improved so much. To my next guy on the list would be Jared Hausman. Started several games to start the year. You know, Jared's a great kid who is a hard-nosed defender. And he'd always do a good job of running our offense and trying to get the guys in the right spot and communicating. So from a leadership standpoint, from a vocal standpoint, just an overall personalized standpoint, he's a really fun kid who we're going to miss a ton. Just in our school building, he's always pleasant to be around and does a great job. You got Patrick Hensel, who, you know, at the end of the season, as I've gotten older, you know, the end of the last game is always pretty emotional. When you're saying goodbye to your seniors for the last time, and as I'm getting older and you know, 7 years as the head coach, it's gotten a little bit easier to kind of figure that out. But saying bye to Patrick was hard. Where he's the last one of the Hensel family, where the things they've meant to our program, starting all the way back with John several years ago, those are the kids who first to show up, last to leave. They're sweeping out the bus. They're doing absolutely all the little things that go unnoticed. Those are the guys who notice it, and they would do it. So the work Patrick put in, the things he's meant to our program has been a lot. So we're going to miss him big time. And, you know, he had some flashes where he had some really good games for us this year, shooting the basketball. Going to miss him from that standpoint. Yeah, Isaac Evans, who 2-time captain for us, one of the top rebounders in the conference. A guy that is looked up to in so many ways in our school building. He was named Academic All-State this year. He's just a special kid, and his future is pretty bright. Can't say enough good things about him. And then you have Michael Potterbaum, who, similar to Patrick, is just he's a glue guy who does all these little things. You know, he wants to do everything he can for the team, whereas his minutes might not have been consistent. But when he'd play, you know, he would go out there and he'd give you absolutely everything he got, and he's going to be missed big time as well.
Losing those five seniors is going to be huge, but we've already kind of mentioned it. So much youth. I'm just going to run through some of the guys that played a lot of minutes for you this year. Michael Kaspabauer, DJ Vanami, Dawson Gifford, also Carson Caney, Evan Adams, who is huge inside for you. Then you got other guys coming back. Benjamin Gerken, Tyler Stolk, Trevor Ryle helped you out some this year as well. Kobe Lampman also saw some minutes. So a lot of young guys coming back in this team that have a great future.
Yeah, we are extremely excited about the group coming back. You know, just the guys at the end, you know, Ben Gerken, who's someone who, sophomore, extremely talented, great shooter. He really came on for us. He got his foot kind of injured at the towards the end of the year, had some problems there, but he is ultra athletic. You know, he can jump up and he can get dunk the basketball. So just to give you an idea of his athleticism. Tyler Stokes, someone who going into the season we thought was going to play a role in our varsity, he broke his had a ankle injury or foot injury. I can't remember off the top of my head if it was broken or sprained, but he missed the first first probably eight games of the season, and that really slowed him down, and then try and get his confidence going. So he's someone we're excited about for his how hard he works. Trevor Riles kind of in that, you know, Patrick Hensel mode of just a great kid who does all the little things. That you got Evan Adams, who we didn't talk a lot about earlier, but he's third on the team in rebounds at over 100 rebounds. Big, big, strong dude. So a lot of guys we're excited about. Kobe Lampman had multiple games in JV where he would go for 20 points, had a 30-point game. So we're excited about him. We have a bunch of freshmen coming up who are talented. Our freshmen went 19-2 this year, 19-1, I think. They're a special group. Tragen Beider, John Lantover, to name a few, to go with Carson Caney, who played varsity. We got a couple other sophomores who have some very high ceilings that we're excited about that did not play varsity roles. And then we have a eighth grade group coming up who is also going to push and challenge. And there's a couple of those kids who are going to push for a varsity spot. So, the next 4 years is going to be really exciting for Kemper basketball.
Looking forward to the off season. What are some of the plans for you?
Keep working, get some shots up, keep working, being more consistent, finding guys. I think guys are younger guys got a taste of what we can be, and they want more. And at the same time, I think guys are feeling the pressure of the youth coming up, and you kind of have – you got two options. You can either work hard and step up your game, or you're going to get passed over. So I think guys are going to take that first one of work harder and make sure they don't lose that spot. So I'm really excited about what we got coming up.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I'm excited for the future as well. Just knowing the guys that played this year and how young they were and how this team grew. So, again, thank you for everything all season long. Appreciate everything you do for us out here at Carroll Broadcasting and all the time you give us. So, thanks for today. Congrats. Have a great offseason.
Thank you. And thank you again. Thanks for all everything you guys do from a coverage standpoint to writing the stories, everything. We can't say thank you enough. You guys are the best.
Thank you very much. Head coach again, Sean Minahan with the Kemper boys basketball team.